Freddy, what are they doing on this floor?
I followed Helen's gaze and saw Naughty and Nice emerging from Freddy's office, which no doubt explained why he'd looked a little sweaty and disheveled when emerging from that room a moment ago.
We were conferring on business strategies. Those girls are my best idea yet, Aunt Helen.
The bar was set very low.
Naughty and Nice were a couple of bombshells whose special elf costumes, conceived by Freddy, made them look more like strippers than like Santa's helpers. The girls were each about 5 feet 10 inches, buxom, wasp-waisted, long-legged, and tan. Their wet-lipped smiles revealed shiny white teeth too perfect for nature, and they both spent a lot of time in front of the mirror in the ladies' locker room to achieve the carelessly waving appearance of their long blonde hair. Their skimpy red and green outfits were almost as revealing as bikinis. Their black, thigh-high boots completed the look of two women better suited to solicit business in a red-light district than to escort children to Santa's throne. In fact, Naughty and Nice were only seen in the North Pole when management wanted them to soothe the tempers of irate fathers who were complaining about the long wait to see Santa. The rest of the time, these two elves were usually working in menswear or sporting goods, encouraging male shoppers to spend money, or else they spent their time tending to Freddy's needs. The girls finger-waved at Freddy.
Oh, look, it's Dreidel. Hello, Dreidel.
Shalom.
Looking right at me, Nice whispered something into Naughty's ear.
Freddy, since your playthings are presumably on the clock right now, isn't there something they could be doing that at least vaguely resembles work?
Of course, Uncle Press. Run along, girls. I have to attend the Fenster family board meeting. Very important stuff.
The two blondes went halfway down the hall, pressed the button for the staff elevator, and then boarded it.
Did you say there's something wrong with the elevator?
The freight elevator.
Oh, too bad.
Hey, those girls are the best weapon in our marketing arsenal. If you run the numbers, I bet you'll find they've increased sales in menswear by 20%.
You're talking through your hat, Freddy. I'd believe those two witless sluts could sell Viagra, but not much else.
Great ideas are rarely recognized in their own time.
Uh-huh.
They don't seem like very nice girls.
You think?
Oh, you'd like them if you got to know them better, Uncle Arthur.
A newcomer stepped out of the elevator and walked over to us. I recognized the girl, having noticed her in Solstice Land a couple of times. I'd had a slight phobia about goths ever since appearing in The Vampire this past autumn, and she was particularly noticeable in Solstice Land, where chalk-white foundation accompanied by basic black everything, dyed hair, clothing, accessories, lipstick, nail polish, wasn't the usual look for staff or visitors. I had realized from Miles' subservient behavior to her that she was someone he deemed important, but it hadn't occurred to me that she was a Fenster. I had vaguely assumed that Preston's Vassar-educated daughter, mentioned in his bio in my employee handbook, would be a well-groomed debutante, not a slouching rebel in combat boots and scary eye makeup. Preston checked his watch.
Elspeth, you're 5 minutes late.
So sue me. I bumped into your revolting bimbos when I got on the elevator, Freddy. God, those girls are disgusting.
I started to like Elspeth.
And you're even more disgusting, Freddy. Is that what you really want in a woman? Fake boobs displayed like...
They're real. You can take my word for it.
Whatever.
Elspeth looked at me.
I think I've seen you before. Downstairs somewhere. You're the Hanukkah elf, right?
Did everyone know about this but me? Why did we need a Hanukkah elf, for God's sake? We have a storage room full of Christmas costumes that no one's using. Any number of those costumes would have fit this girl just fine. Why did we waste money making another costume for someone we only employ for 6 weeks?
Jesus, Dad, would you chill? You're totally harshing my vibe.
Whenever you open your mouth, I realize that the money I spent on Vassar was wasted, too.
Well, you people have a board meeting to attend, and I need to go do something about this damaged costume and then get back out on the floor. We're understaffed, you know, so...
Wait a minute. I know you, don't I?
I don't think so. Nell, if you'll excuse me.
No, I know you. I'm sure I do. Your voice, your face... Your cheekbones.
Elspeth, the elf has already said...
What's your name?
Dreidel.
No, your real name.
Dreidel. I like that. It's sexy.
Shut up, Freddy!
Elspeth, release the elf. We have a meeting.
What's your name?
Esther Diamond.
Oh my God! It's you! Oh my god, it's you!
Who the hell is she?
Yes, who am I?